On some farmsteads, you'll find old machinery parked outdoors, pieces that have not been used for years, that perhaps look more like a museum to agriculture than a fleet of machines ready to go to work. What one man in West Texas saw was a need to capture that history before it was lost to time. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. As Lacey Holting, executive director of the Fibermax Center for Discovery shares, this museum took root when a local commissioner saw what was happening to some important pieces of history in the area.
Back in 1969, the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court saw how quickly agriculture was changing, the technology was changing. Alton Brown, in his travels around the county, saw equipment sitting out, rusting away, and he thought it was important to preserve that history.
It began the Lubbock County Historical Collection, but it was simply a collection, and it was not on public display, just in storage, so to speak.
Early 2000s, 2001, our former mayor, David Langston, saw the collection and said this needs to be in a museum. The public needs to be able to see this. And he gathered several leaders in the ag community around the South Plains. And these people came together and formed the nonprofit museum called Agriculture Heritage Museum.
The museum has had different names, but today's title reflects the mission and hopes for the group in the region.
The Fibermax Center for Discovery, with the tagline Agriculture Heritage, Education, and Innovation, because we showcase a lot of stories of agriculture, past, present, and future.
It's really an entire complex with far more than one building to see.
We have 24 acres here in the city of Lubbock. We have lots of outdoor exhibits. We have a machine shed full of more equipment. We have Quanah Parker Trail Arrow. We have the train car, and we have plans to even move in a 1875 horse-powered cotton gin called the Goodman Gin.
But what is perhaps most exciting is the plan for the future, and Lacey unveils those ideas next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.